This is GQDN for Monday, March 18th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/scriptquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Oh, they're good stuff. You know that. Go to the checkout line. Once you get your drink mixes and you put in the code word quest as a promo code. That's quest as a promo code. You get 25% off of your purchase if you do that. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good content up there. Well, except for last Saturday. Yeah, network outages. But that happens sometimes. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Nintendo releases. We got some PlayStation news. And could Wonder Woman be coming to video games? But we begin today with TheVerge.com and Apex Legends did have to postpone their competition because of hacking concerns. So Apex Legends did postpone the North America Finals for its Global Series Championship because hackers did compromise the, quote, competitive integrity within the game. Two of the professional players were targeted while live streaming on Sunday by an attack that did give advantage granting cheats during the gameplay. Now, the attacks have not been officially verified yet, but there's some speculation that the hack could have been delivered by the anti-cheat protections, because there was a cheat monitoring account on Twitter found an RCE remote code execution to exploit the code directly to the player's computers. One of the posts was up there on Twitter at DZ_Jinbutin, and he said multi-billion-dollar esport BTWW, and he posted a clip of what was going on. Right now, there is no idea when the tournament will continue, and that's according to the Verge article. But the Verge did reach out to both companies, and we shall see if they will update the story or not. If we have any updates to this. Now, we're starting to see some signs about PlayStation Pro, PlayStation 5 Pro, and PlayStation 6. WCCF Tech did provide the article. And what they are saying is that the backwards compatibility could have something to do with the PS5 Pro CPU improvements. Now, this is also brought to us by IGN because they have some of the specs for the PlayStation 5 Pro. But once again on Twitter, Kepler commented on the CPU boost in the upcoming PlayStation 5 Pro. And he was saying that there could be some backward compatibility with PlayStation 6, or would help with the compatibility of PlayStation 6. Now, Sony handled some of the backward compatibility, and Kepler said that it is complex and required some new hardware to run at the same or higher clock speeds, even if the new hardware is faster at a lower clock speed. Now, Sony could be using Zen X dense cores for PlayStation 6, but they can't target the 4 GHz and above for the PlayStation 5 Pro that could break backwards compatibility. So here's what Kepler did say on Twitter. Quote, the way Sony handles BC is very complex, and it requires a new HW to run at the same or higher clock speed, even if the new HW is faster at a lower clock speed. If they're using Zen 6 dense cores for PlayStation 6, they can't target 4 GHz plus for the PlayStation 5 Pro that could break BC. Now, the PlayStation 5 Pro is rumored to launch later this year, though it could still be delayed till next year. And that'll be among the most notable improvements of the system. That will be the AI-powered spectral super resolution upscaler. Now, that PlayStation super resolution upscaling could have an AI accelerator, and the PlayStation 5 Pro has a detachable disk drive and 1 TB of storage space. Now, the reason why that console could be, or is rumored to be released later this year, is because some of the analysts last month did say that that would happen, and that would come out ahead of Grand Theft Auto 6. But Sony does have a plan of when the Pro does come out, because if you remember, the PlayStation 4 Pro launched in November 2016, and that was 3 years after the PlayStation 4 came out. If the PlayStation 5 Pro comes out this November, it'll be 4 years after the PlayStation 5 launched in November 2020. So we'll see what happens. But they are also stopping, no, not stopping, but slowing down production on the PlayStation VR 2. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And there was a report that the PlayStation VR 2 sales have seen their sales go down. And that did tell Sony to pause production because the inventory is building up. Now, Bloomberg was also talking about this, and it was Takashi Mochizuki, which is one of the Bloomberg's reporters, and he was claiming that some of the sources within Sony, or that is familiar with Sony's production plans, but he also said, take that report with a grain of salt. Because Bloomberg was quoting the Global Data Corporation, IDC, and he said that PlayStation VR 2 shipments have already steadily declined every quarter since its launch, and there's a surplus stock through Sony's supply chain. In fact, one of the analysts from Macquarie, and the name is Yaya Zai, did tell Bloomberg, quote, the high price of VR hardware acts as the main hurdle for its expansion. Currently, there are limited games that support VR devices, and that will also lead to a lack of motivation for players to purchase VR hardware. And PSVR 2 is not backwards compatible with PSVR games. So now we go to a game that's coming to PlayStation and all the different hardware very, very, very soon. This week, in fact. Because Eurogamer.net said there's a lot of spoilers out for Dragon's Dogma 2, and they're all out there. So, what spoilers are there? Well, Eurogamer did not go over it, but they did post a preview to it, and we do know that the character creator is available already. But Dragon Dogma 2 is set to release on March 22nd, so in 4 days. Yep, Friday. Friday's going to be a day for that, huh? So, if you want to get it, just watch out for those spoilers. Maybe some AI companies made some leaks, too, about Dragon's Dogma. Oh, wait. AI is already being used by 62% of the studios. Well, Eurogamer's saying that, and they're just quoting Unity. But that is according to the game engine maker Unity, and they are revealing that there are even more and more development studios that are taking in AI, so that way they can make things more efficient. So, in 2022, there was an average launch time for games that was around 218 days, and now it's 304 days. And that's where AI would come in and could take that number down, and that's what these companies are thinking. So what will AI be used for? Well, that can improve the character animations. That could give some of the writing teams some ideas. They could help with art and design, not just for the characters, but for the environment. Now, that report was matched by a report from InWorld, which is an AI company that did partner with Microsoft. So we shall see what happens there. Now, Wonder Woman could be coming to video games. And that's what Eurogamer is saying once again, because the Gotham Knights studio, WG Games Montreal, is supporting development of the Wonder Woman game. And that is being led by Monolith Productions, which are the ones that created Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor. Yes, Lord of the Rings. Now, according to a job description that was spotted by Tech4Gamers, the WB Games, Montreal, is looking for an external development artist, and that's with a mandate to support Monolith on Wonder Woman, the game. Now, last November, there was a job advertisement for the lead software engineer, and did suggest that this could be a live service game, but Warner Brothers did deny that. And they're saying that Wonder Woman will be a single-player action-adventure game set in a dynamic open world. So we shall see what happens with Wonder Woman. Now we go to Steam. PC Games N did say that Steam saw a record-breaking online user count. That they did. Now there was tens of millions of players across the globe. But the past few weeks, though, the popular Valve storefront continues to be on the rise, with some back-to-back record-breaking numbers of people logging into Steam. So since September 2003, Steam has been on the rise. In September 2003, well, that's when it was created. Now, a Steam Workshop and the Community tabs have been making more than just a storefront, because they were making games. But this March has had over 34 million users logged into the service, which is an all-time high. But just last week, it was over 35 million users that was online. In fact, some of their peaks was over 36 million. Pretty big numbers. Now why not? There's a Steam sale, right? Well, there's also an Amazon sale, and they're called the Spring Deal Days. From rockpapershotgun.com, they're saying that there's a few things that you need to take a look at. Granted, this is hardware. There's also some games in there too. Now, some of the hardware have the Samsung Evo Select 512 gigabits. That's roughly about $20. The Logitech MX Master 2S mouse is $70 from Amazon. The Crucial P3 4TB is $230 from Amazon. And the Samsung Evo Select 512 gigabits is about $30 from Amazon US. You have to take a look up there, because there's games being sold there too. Physical copies. And some of those are on sale as well. So yeah, there's a lot of things that are on sale. But there will be some games that will be leaving PlayStation Plus Extra this March. So if you don't have them, you better go get them. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. The games that are leaving: Civilization 4, Chia, Ghostwire Tokyo, Neo, The World Ends With You, Haven, Code Veins, Outer Wilds, Knights of Azure, Knights of Azure 2, Bride of the New Moon, and Warriors All-Stars. But like I said, there's a spring sale. PlayStation's got one too. Maybe you Xbox players might have one too. Nintendo? We'll see. Speaking of Nintendo, there's some of the downloads that happened this past week according to Nintendo World Report. And I'll just highlight some of them. MLB The Show, $60. Princess Peach Showtime, $60 as well. And The Legend of Legacy HD Remaster, $50. They'll be coming this week. Some of the other ones: April's Diary, Mortal Fight, Lethal Revenge, Reaper Survivors, Western Frontiers, and Sector 98. You can check those out. And if you get a Nintendo, you'll be looking for some games there too that could be coming out soon. Such as NintendoEverything.com did say that Cape's release date is now set for May, along with the new trailer. So if you're interested, Daedalic did say that Cape's are releasing soon, and that confirmed the launch for May 2024. There's no exact day for the release date, though. So if you like a tactics game, Capes is for you. So go have fun with that. Tomorrow, I'll be a little bit late for the show, because Ohio primaries are indeed tomorrow. But you can still hear the show once it's recorded up on thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. So until then, go play some video games, people.